Luke 19, begin reading verse number 1 this morning. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's one of the greatest scriptures. And the Word of God, the Lord has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Zacchaeus, here's a man that was born Hebrew. He knew about the Lord, but he had got away from the Lord and the teachings of the Lord, rather than the teachings of the families of Abraham and the teachings of Abraham. He had got away from it. But he heard that he was coming by again. I want to dwell, there's a lot of things, about four things in verse number 6 or verse number 5. I want to look at one thing in verse number 6. But I want to look at it. I want to talk to you about five things that Zacchaeus might have said. All right. In verse 5 it said, And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him. And Zacchaeus might have said these words, He sees me. He sees me. I'm going to tell you, that's an awesome thought this morning. To know the Lord sees me. Sees everything I'm doing. He sees places I've been. He sees. See, the preacher may not see it, but the Lord does. For he said here, he saw him. And so he sees you and I. The Bible said, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. I mean, he's looking at you and I this morning here. And then likewise, on the other side of the world, he sees someone else. I've often thought about every tragedy, every wreck, every child molesting, every rape, every killing, every murder, every sin, God sees it. I may read about it. A policeman or highway patrolman may come on the scene of a wreck, but God was there and saw the impact of those vehicles the moment they hit. God saw the crying. God saw the weeping. God saw it all. Amen. God sees everything. If you and I today, if we could realize that, if we could know that, God sees. It amazes me sometimes. I honestly feel like man feels that God has blinders on him that he does not see. God doesn't see what I'm doing. But the Bible said in the Word of God, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was on evil continually. God looked down on the creation that he had made. God looked down on man that he had made, and he saw that wickedness was all he thought about. I mean, just wickedness and ungodliness, and the imagination of man was on evil continually. God saw this. God looked upon the heart of man, the wickedness of man. See, we're living in a time today that God looks down and sees the wickedness of man. There's so much wickedness going on today. I heard a man preaching this morning when I was coming back from the hospital today, was preaching about, you know, trying to prevent the casinos from coming into Mobile, and I can appreciate that. But I'm telling you, this world is going to get more wicked and more wicked than ever. I ran that Highway 90 West yesterday, went to see Sister George's dad, and so much wickedness and so much ungodliness. And no wonder the heart of God is grieved today. No wonder the heart of God is grieved for man. And I want to tell you, there's church members, sir. Somebody's church is playing in those casinos. I'm telling you, preachers, yes, sir. My. Somebody told me the other day about a preacher in the wholeness ranks, beloved, going to the casino. I mean, my. Nobody knows about that. Nobody knows about it in the holiness ranks. But I'm telling you, God saw it. God saw it. It amazes me. We think we can hide things from God. We think that God doesn't see it. God doesn't see what I'm doing. God doesn't see where I'm going. But I'm telling you, Zacchaeus in the Bible, it said, and the Lord saw him. And the Lord looked. And the Lord saw him. You can't blind God. I said, you can't put God's eyes out. You can't blind God, beloved. Amen. I believe there's some people that would God they could put a veil over the face of God, that God never see, and God not see what I'm doing. But God sees the wickedness. God saw that man just then, and he blew another man's brains out. God saw the robbery. God saw all of it. I can't hide it from God. God sees the wickedness. Oh, a wicked and ungodly nation that we're in tonight, when man feels like he's going to pull the wool over God's face. It amazes me, beloved, how that men will, you know, try to get lost in the crowd. That's the way it was, you know, with Ahab. He tried to get lost in the crowd. He changed his apparel. He told the king of old, let's don't put on, I'm not going to wear my kingly robe. I don't want anybody to see me. I don't want anybody to be able to take me. Change your apparel if you will. Wait till the sun goes down if you will. Wait till nobody, no lights in the area if you will. That's the reason, you know, there's only one thing that I appreciate about the adult video they have over there. In Biloxi, I believe it is. And that it is so lit up. Say, man, it is so lit up, beloved, that everybody, it's not dark. Everybody can see when that person goes in there. But even if there was no light, God sees. If there was no light, I said, God sees. Hear me today. If I can dwell this point number one, and I've got a lot more points in point number one to bring out. If we would realize and wake up, God saw that. God saw me. God saw where I went. God saw what I did. God saw how I acted. God saw my attitude. God saw. Amen. God saw it, beloved. Amen. The Bible tells us when Moses, Aaron's, we'll find how that Aaron and his wife, or sister rather, didn't like about what Moses had done. They murmured against it, and the Bible said, and the Lord saw it. And the Lord saw the murmuring, amen. And the Lord sees everything I'm doing. We come in so pious and so holy and so dedicated to God, supposedly. My, I'm telling you, God knows where we're at. Exodus said in the Word of God, He sees the physical and the mental stress that man is under. God sees all about it. God sees the mental distress and the strain that I'm under. Why? I'm telling you, because so much sin throughout the land today. So much wickedness throughout the land today. Man comes in, you know, with an attitude. The Bible tells us in the Word of God in Samuel concerning about, and the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thine eyes are upon the haughty, that thou mayest bring them down. Brother, God sees the haughtiness, amen, of man, of showing great pride in oneself or contempt or the worthlessness of others. I'm telling you, God sees the haughtiness, amen. We're living in a day that there's people got so much pride, they will not bend the knee to God. We've got so much pride and so much haughtiness, amen, among us. Thank God for holiness. But I don't like haughty holiness, amen. I said, I don't like haughty holiness, beloved. God, stir our lives today. God, get us to a place today. God saw the haughtiness, amen. The Bible said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. That haughtiness of it, amen, of looking at somebody and saying, you hadn't got what I got. But thank God, God stir our lives. God shake our soul. God get up. See, there's a way to live holiness and not be haughty, and to live in the holiness, amen. God sees that haughty spirit that I have. God sees that spirit of too much pride to bow a knee, too much pride to raise our hands, too much pride to glorify God, too much pride to worship God. For the Bible said in the Word of God that they had a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. I mean, we come, we sit, we soak, we sour. We come to God's house, but yet we will not obey God. Hear me today. Thank God, brother, for an outward appearance. But I want to tell you something. If all we got's long hair, if all we got's long sleeves, if all we got's done away with the scissors and done away with the makeup and done away with the jewelry, amen, if you don't watch, you're going to do away with God. I said, do away with God. Too much pride to worship God. Too much pride to lift our hands. Too much pride to obey God. Too much pride, thank God, to worship God. Say amen to me. I want to tell you, God stir our soul. Hear me today, beloved. I don't know no more have any confidence in some woman that's got all the outward appearance of holiness. And when God begins to move, set like a dried up broom. Say amen. Or a man sit there like a knot on a log when the glory of God begins to move. I'm telling you, thank God, God sees it. I said, God sees it. God wants a church who will power God. And you say amen. Amen. You hear me? Read, this church is not full today. They don't have a thing in the world to do with holiness. Amen. No, sir. The reason this church and a lot of other churches are not packed to capacity today, because we will not let God have His way. But amen, God sees that. God sees when we come in and say, move me if you can. Amen.
Bless me if you can. I've gone and preached meetings. I've gone, I've seen brothers fold their arms and sisters fold their arms and throw their heel in the mud and say, come on if you can. Amen. I want to tell you today, but God knows today, sir, what it's going to take in this church. Thank God, hear me today. And that is not have the haughtiness. I mean not have the haughtiness, sir, of not obeying God. Hear me today. I'm talking about men and women at one time would have shouted, thank God, at a drop of the head. And if you didn't watch them, they'd have dropped the head and shouted themselves. But we're living in a time today, amen, I'm afraid what somebody's going to say. Hear me. If you've got too much pride to mess your hair up, lady, you've got too much pride. Say amen. Hear me today. I'm telling you, God, get us back to a move of the Holy Ghost and the fire of God back in the church. Amen. Same old dead 1, 2, 3. Amen. We can point our finger to the Baptist, to the Methodist. Say amen. To the Presbyterian, the Episcopalian, or anybody else. But I want to tell you, if we've come in a dry attitude and say, bless me if you can, help me if you can, I want to tell you, we are in bad shape. I said, we are in bad shape. The haughtiness. But God help us. When God moves, move with God. When the Holy Ghost moves, move with the Holy Ghost. If God says, run, run, hear me today. I don't care how many sit down. If God says, move, we need to move. I'm going to tell you, there's people today, if that God ain't moving on them, it ain't God. Come on here. Praise God, they ain't getting my shout. They don't get my dance. No, sir. Praise God, they don't get my hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on here. I'm going to run it by you one more time. Some of you got one of the worst habits I've ever seen in my life. And that is, wait till the power of God eases off. Then you want to come up for prayer. I said, then you want to come up for prayer. That lady had come in here tonight bound by a spirit of fear. She said, I want prayer now. I want you to pray for me. For a spirit of fear I got. Sister McDuffie said, we ain't going to pray for you right now. We're going to wait till the Spirit starts moving. I thought that's wisdom. Come on here. I said, I thought that's wisdom, amen. But there's some people, I mean to tell you, that you know they're not going to move when the glory's falling. But they're going to wait. They're going to find them a pew. Amen. They're going to find them some corner somewhere or another. And they're going to stay down there. Amen. Until God quit moving. Until God quit blessing. And then come and say, I want you to pray for my cancer. I want you to pray for this. Move when the Holy Ghost is moving. Thank God, I've always been a man. Help me while I preach here. I've always been a man that believes in the moving of the Holy Ghost. You hear me? If the devil today can put our fire out, if the devil today can put our obedience out, if the devil today can put our desire to see God move, this church will die. I said it'll die on a vine. But God help us to get back to a place that we obey God, that we yield to the Holy Ghost. Come on, raise your hands and love God. Hallelujah! Come on, raise your hands! Raise your hands! Raise your hands! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Woo! Hallelujah! 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 Put the fire out! I've never been so annoyed this past week. One night I asked people to raise their hand. Look back, seen some of them trying to tear the bark off the pew. What is it? Because I asked you to raise your hand, you wouldn't do it? Come on now. Come on here. I said, that's pride. That's a haughty spirit. That's a haughty spirit. I don't care who you are. I said, that's a haughty spirit, beloved. Amen. I don't care who we are. When the man of God stands and says, let's lift our hands toward heaven, he's not just trying to drum something up. Thank God, for the Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people. Thank God, God wants a church that'll praise him. God wants a church that'll glorify him. God wants a church that'll yield to him. Away, hear me, away with it. Hear me, if long hair is going to take the glory of God away. God help us to pray through about my long hair. Say amen. But I want to tell you what we need is God to come by. God to come by. God to sweep. The glory of God to fall in the church. God sees it. God said, move. I told Brother Randy Webb, I said, there's a time when you run it out. Wednesday night, I believe, well, there'd been four or five in behind him. Amen. Hear me, friend. God sees. God sees. That's enough. I stand all over his house. Thank God we're going to have us a Jericho march right here. Praise God on Sunday morning. I'm telling you, I'm tired. I told that man preached that message the other night long enough. I put up some things right here long enough. I said, I'll put up some things right here long enough. Amen. And one of them is people not obeying God, not yielding to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Listen to your pastor. You know me. Your brethren know me. I don't care. I love these good preachers in this church. As long as God's in it, you do it. I said, as long as God's in it, you do it. But one of the perils that's going to kill us right here is people that sat down with the Holy Spirit and won't obey God and won't yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. There's people right now. God's already told you to run and you hadn't run yet. God's already told you to holler glory to God as loud as you can and you hadn't done it yet. See, God sees that. Amen. He sees it. He sees it. Amen. Why can't we have church on a Sunday morning? Why can't we have a runaway on Sunday morning? Why can't we have a move of God on Sunday morning? Why can't the glory of God come down on a Sunday morning? Because of pride and because of haughtiness and because we're worried about what somebody else on the other side of the church is going to say about me. If I run, what are they going to think? Why do you care what they think? If I shout, what are they going to think? What do I care what they think? What I care. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He saw me. He saw me when he spoke to me and said, move, and I would not move. He saw me. Listen to me carefully. You know how this church is going to grow and prosper? Not by getting parking lots paved, sir. No, sir. No, sir. You hear me. Brother Dominic said another night, God is the God of the impossible. Amen. But you know what's going to bring people in here? It's the power of God. Is men and women obeying the Lord. I want you to look at me all over this house. How many of you in this building, you going to start obeying God? Hey, some of you, and I love you, I love this church as much as I love my own soul. But there's some of you said, I felt like running sometimes. What are you wanting to do before you run? I've already told you, it's just like the man waiting to sweat before he starts swinging the axe. It don't happen. It don't happen. And it's the same way, beloved. Thank God, all I want is a church that's going to obey the Lord. That's all I want. All I want is a church of where the glory of God begins to move, when the power of God begins to fall, when the Spirit of the Lord begins to come down. And he said he saw me. My. He saw me then. God sees you today. I said, God sees you today, man. I want you to raise your hands today and say, God, whatever you want me to do, God, I'll do it. Whatever you want me to do in that service, I'm willing to do it. God, if you want me down on my hands and knees, crawl up and down this aisle, I'm willing to do it. God, if you want me to go stand in a corner, I'm willing to do it. Let me tell you something, friend. The Bible said rebellion is not the sin of witchcraft. To obey God and to disobey God. I want to tell you, men of God, as people, to do something and you disobey. You won't listen to what God's man has to say. I'm telling you, that's a spirit of disobedience. That's a haughty spirit, amen. God, help me today to yield to the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 Sister Karen, come on, sing that song about the Holy Ghost. Amen. I think you know the one I'm talking about. Don't you look here, I got a page and a half almost. Got all kind of thing I can read. I'm just at the second scripture here. Amen. You know what? One of the greatest perils in our church, I'm afraid I'm gonna get in the flesh. Help me obey you, Lord. Help me to obey you, God. Amen. Sing it for us, sister. Let the Spirit.
Lord, I want the power of your Spirit to flow over me, refreshing and revealing and reviving.
Come on, what's he telling you to do? There is.
A hunger, Lord, it's deep down inside of me.
Sing it.
For the power
of the Spirit,
of your Spirit to flow over me. I want the power
of the Spirit,
of your Spirit
to flow over me. I want the Holy Ghost, God, to move in this service today. I want the power of God to come down this house today. Reviving.